Welcome to Braidio, the show where I, Veronica Simmons, braid hair on the air. Today I want to share with you some of the Braidio sessions I had while I was the fine artist in residence at the Pittsburgh Children's Museum. First though, let me tell you, I had never been to a children's museum before I got to Pittsburgh, so I don't know what these places are usually like, but this one was like a childhood dream world. The craft room is an old post office with a huge arching dome where you can silk screen and paint and pretty much do whatever you want. Then there's the make shop, where you can play with circuitry, the attic, where you can write your name in lights and dance with puppets and walk on walls, the garage with a giant toy car highway, and also these giant ball contraptions where you can launch them up to the ceiling and walls. Then you take a walk up the talking stairs to the water zone, and you can dump and mist and splash forever. It's unreal. And I was in my special Braidio zone in the theater, where there's also a radio station that's home of the epic Saturday Light Brigade, hosted by the curly-headed Larry Berger, who I actually did manage to braid live on air for his show. But anyway, the theater space was a perfect braiding zone. I had two sparkly red 50-style salon chairs, and I invited the kids to come get a braid on one of them, and the other one had one of those old hairdryer caps on it, and I filled that with speakers that were playing hairy stories so people could get a sense of what was going on. Way over 100 kids came and got braidioed during that week. It was amazing. And so here today, I will share with you a sample of what all that sounded like. First, here's what they had to say about their hair.
Braidio.
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 Cold, awesome, perfect.
It's short. It is brownish blonde.
Yellow.
Blondish that has some red in it.
Dark curly. Brown.
Curly. It's kind of long and short. It's kind of medium.
Braided it straight down.
It's really soft most of the time.
In an afro.
It's a little bit wet.
Mm-hmm. And it's black.
Long. A little longer than my shoulders.
Right. Just a minute ago, it was in a ponytail, but I took that out.
I got it cut yesterday. It was getting too long, and me and my mom just had to cut it because they were like split ends.
Like last week, I got my hair cut. It grew super fast.
We cut it up to my shoulder, and then I wanted it long, so I never wanted to cut it again.
The only problem is mine grows pretty fast.
It used to be all the way down to my back when we poured water on it for the bath, but then I got it cut to be heel.
What's the difference between the barbershop and your grandma?
The barbershop does it quicker.
And one time, Daddy cut my haircut just like his.
No. What?
Yeah.
No, wait. What does his hair look like?
Bald.
Bald? What? Wait. So how did he cut your hair?
Bald.
He cut your hair bald. But you have so much hair.
He cut it all off.
Really?
Sometimes my stepmom, like, she doesn't curl my hair, but she straightens my hair with a flat iron. Every time I brush my hair, I always go down here, and then I don't feel the hair part. I need my hair. I really need my hair back in a ponytail quick. My stepmom's curling iron is not good for my hair.
What I don't like about it, I don't like to comb it.
Okay, so they had all kinds of hair and all kinds of feelings about it, and I was lucky enough to get to touch all these heads, and I had some great instruction.
What kind of braid do you think you want? Do you want, like, all the hair in? You want, like, a half up, half down?
Yeah, just a braid in the back.
Just a braid in the back. All right, we'll give you a braid in the back.
An Elsa braid?
A long, long braid.
A whole Elsa braid that goes to heel.
Ah, like the Elsa braid. I know the Elsa braid pretty well.
Maybe I have a good idea for a braid. You could braid. You
could braid like 3 braids and then braid the braids.
Wow, that is a really cool idea. So maybe I'll do one like over here on this side.
And then one another in there. And then one right there, and then you'll braid the braids.
And as I was braiding the braids, I learned so much about these small people. They really proved that a conversation can start with hair, but go anywhere.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, but I've been in 2 movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of movies were you in?
Horror.
You were in a horror movie?
I wasn't allowed to see it, but...
But you were in it?
Mm-hmm.
What was your role? Like, what did you have to do?
Well, I wasn't in it. Like, my voice was in it, basically.
And what did you have to say?
I had to say, Daddy, Daddy, where are you?
Oh, my gosh. But you never knew what, why? Like, you don't know anything else about the story other than that? That's it?
There was a killer hearing her voice in the cemetery.
That seems really scary. Do you know the name of the movie?
Misogyny.
Whoa. And did you have to practice? Like, did you practice screaming it?
I had to cry, but that part was easy because I was already crying because my dad had to go to work.
Do you want to see what your braid looks like?
Yeah.
What do you
think?
Ooh,
I like it.
Yeah? It's sort of like a big hat. And then I left all your bangs out because they're nice and straight. Wow, I feel so honored that I had a movie star in my chair. I can't believe it. You have this really funky t-shirt on. Could you tell people what this shirt looks like?
It's a rainbow tie-dye with a shark, and it says, "It's my smile that gets me out of trouble." And then it says that it's from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Do you think that that's true, that your smile gets you out of trouble?
No, but I like it.
Do you ever get in trouble?
Sometimes.
What do you think gets you out?
I don't always get out. Like, usually if I tell the truth, I might get out. But otherwise, I'm more of get stuck with a punishment.
I don't have ice skate things. I don't have ice skate. It's an ice skate because the characters do. Because I'm going to see, do you know what? There's a dragon.
There's a dragon?
Yeah.
On the ice?
Yeah.
Whoa, does he breathe fire, like, onto the ice?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's going to be kind of scary. Would you be scared?
Yeah.
Whoa, who else is going to be there?
He was trying to save one of the mans, but he couldn't.
Oh, was he too slow?
The man was faster, but he was too slow, and the man was going fast. But eventually he went into his cave.
Whoa, he had a cave on the ice?
Yeah.
Wow. How big was it?
It was just like this big. Right, Mom?
I like to cook with my grandma, and my favorite thing to make is like meatloaf.
That's really fun. Yeah. How do you, can you like give me your recipe? What's the best meatloaf recipe? How do you guys do it?
We usually put breadcrumbs in it, 1 egg, parsley, onion, then we just bake it. It's fun doing it.
What part do you usually get to do? Or do you guys like share all the stuff?
I usually do like cracking the egg, putting the spices in, and mixing it. It's fun touching it and getting to mix it up.
I feel the same way about braiding. My favorite is like getting to touch all this hair and like bring it together. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like a braid and a meatloaf are kind of similar?
Almost. Sometimes at the end, I get to make a little design in the meatloaf.
Which, really?
Yeah. It shows my arts. Like, I usually sometimes I make a snowflake.
Whoa, how do you make a snowflake in it?
You get a butter knife, you slip through it, you do an X, and then a little cross. Then you go across it. It's cool.
That seems really creative.
Yeah.
Was that just your idea?
No, it was my grandma's. Because it helps actually with the cooking. More heat gets into it.
I really hope I get to see a picture of this meatloaf someday. Mm-hmm. And here is your braid. What do you think?
Great.
Dogs.
Yeah?
I have a dog. Her name is Sasha. She's white, and she's a livestock guard dog, and she has the same birthday as me, Maeve, and she is my sister, and she is 1 year old. You should see her. She's the cutest dog I've seen. She has a sister. Her name is Lola. She lives right across the street from us.
Wow. I love that you said that she's your sister. That's so sweet. I can't believe you guys are born in the same day. What are the odds?
Sasha and Lola. Sasha's my dog. And they both have the same birthday as me. So we're going to celebrate for Lola, Sasha, and me on the same day.
Oh, it's a hungry caterpillar.
Oh, yeah, I was just hearing about that.
Hey, look, I have it.
Oh, my gosh, you have it.
Big Kentucky roll.
Well, can you describe it? What does it look like?
It looks like a caterpillar. When you tuck and roll, it looks like a butterfly. Yeah.
That is so cool.
I got it from the Amino store. A little caterpillar like this little, or it's like this little. So half big. It doesn't tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll.
No, it doesn't. Tuck and roll.
What do you like better? Do you like it better as a caterpillar or as a butterfly?
Caterpillar and the butterfly.
You can't pick. Because you like it both ways?
Both ways? Yeah, I like it both ways.
That's cool. I was just talking to someone else about the caterpillar, and it's almost like, you know how the caterpillar, like, changes into a butterfly? Well, it's almost like you're changing into a person with a braid.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And he lives in a cocoon.
Totally.
Yeah, when he gets up fat.
Would you want to live in a cocoon?
No.
No?
I'm too big. See how big?
You are really big, but what if you had a cocoon so big that you could fit inside of it?
No.
No, because then you'd want to have your mom in there too. Okay, you now have two little braids. It's almost like you're coming out of your cocoon. What do you think?
Cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to tell me a bit about yourself? Like, what kind of stuff are you interested in?
Science.
Really? Whoa, good for you. What kind of science are you into?
Stuff like circuits.
How do circuits work? I don't know anything about that.
You get batteries, and then you put them onto something, and then you get stuff to connect them, and you could get lights and connect them with wires and then connect it back to the batteries and it'll make the light go on. It does different stuff. Sometimes it makes music. Sometimes it does alarms. Sometimes it makes sounds like space.
Could you like give me an example of the sounds into the microphone?
I don't know what the alarm does yet, but the UFO thing sounds like wow.
What kind of braid do you want? You want one braid or two braids?
One braid.
Hey, sounds good. And can you tell me about yourself? Like, what are you interested in?
I like to braid. I almost am. I like to help my daddy do some things.
Like, what kinds of things do you do?
We build new houses, and we kind of paint the roof.
Really? You guys build houses? That's amazing.
And we even paint the roof of the houses.
You even paint roofs? You get right up on the roof and you paint roofs with your dad?
Yeah.
That, you must be really brave. I'm scared of heights. I feel like I couldn't do that. What's your favorite part about doing that with your dad?
Painting.
Do you want to tell me a bit about your day so far? How's your day been going?
Good. Wake up in the morning, brush my hair, brush my teeth, and...
And what did you do after that?
Change the butterflies.
Change the butterflies?
Yes, we are babysitting butterflies.
What?
Well, they're little caterpillars.
Whoa, how do you babysit them? Like, what do you have to do for them?
You have to change their leaf and set them on another leaf, and that's almost it.
I like to whistle, but I can't really whistle. I'm practicing.
You're practicing? Oh my gosh, do you want to practice on the radio right now? I can't whistle at all. Do you want to hear my whistle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it goes like this. Oh, I almost got it. Can you do it?
Mm-mm.
We're both just learning. Do you think that if we just kept practicing while we braided that we could get better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here, let's just both keep going.
I feel like a gentle blow.
Did you feel a gentle blow?
Like a little. Maybe like a tiny bit hard and tiny bit gentle.
Something there. Do you think you have to lick your lips? Is that the trick?
Maybe.
I feel like that's what my mom does.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Was that me or you?
I think it was both of us.
We're coming together. We're braiding our own whistles. Because I didn't think that was the right thing. And so, because I feel like when you know how to whistle, you always have it with you. It's kind of like singing, or you can just do it, like whistle while you work. I really whistle when I'm working or doing something that it just comes out. And so now I'm making sure that these guys learn how to whistle. I'm encouraging it. Not yet, but you're learning. I learned so much from braiding these kids. They had all kinds of things on their minds. But there was one theme that everyone seemed to have an opinion on. The movie Frozen. A tally of who likes the Anna and who likes the Elsa.
Yeah, I think 100 people like Anna and 102 people like Elsa.
So, like, what is it about Elsa and Anna? Like, what's the major difference between the two of them, other than the braid?
Well, Elsa froze her heart.
It was snowy all over Arendelle, all over the world.
Elsa, she shoots her frozen powers at Anna until her hair turned white at the end, but then she turned everything back to normal after she froze everything.
When Anna tries to grab her hand, she grabs her glove instead. And then she runs away, and then she had a pretty old dress.
Okay, I get it. And so is Anna a bad person, or is Anna good?
She's good, but at the end of the movie, Prince Hans is pretty bad because they were trying to attack her sister.
There's a monster, and they call him Marshmallow. He's a big marshmallow. He's ginormous. And one of them is little, and his name is Olaf.
And at the end of the movie, Anna sort of dumped Prince Hans out of the boat.
Whoa, out of the boat, like literally dumped him.
Uh-huh, and then sort of at the beginning, well, Prince Hans was pretty nice because I thought always when I just watched it with my dad, well, I thought he was a pretty bad guy, but at first he was pretty good.
Well, you've changed also. Now you have a beautiful braid. What do you think?
Ooh, so beautiful. I like it.
Now, is that an Anna or an Elsa?
Elsa. I love Elsa.
When all the braiding was done, I had a lot of happy customers.
Your braids are pretty.
Thank you. What do you think about her braids?
I'm pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah? I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's perfect.
Yay.
Great.
Yeah? Do you think it looks like Elsa?
Yes.
And there you have it. I want to thank every person, big and small, that let me braid them at the museum. Also, huge thanks to the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh for hosting me, and specifically Zaina Ruiz for being an actual angel from heaven. There were a lot more braidio sessions I did in Pittsburgh, in and out of the museum. I mean, a lot. So subscribe to Braidio on iTunes, find me on Twitter and Instagram at Braidio Show, and stay tuned for more. Music for this episode was produced by my man, Johnny Spence. The Braidio theme song is by Dark for Dark. I'm Veronica Simmons. Till next time, take care of your hair.
Wet nanny?
Wet?
It's like, now watch me wet. Watch me nanny.
Now watch me wet. Wet. Now watch me nanny.